right. Well, my friends, when you hear that music, that means it is time for the Psalms. So what we do in this part of the show is I love the Psalms. I've been praying the Psalms ever since I was 14 years old. And on my previous EW10 show, Morning Glory, I used to do a little very short reflection or exegesis on the Psalms. So we decided to expand that and make it a segment of Beacon of Truth. And so what we do here is we pick one of the Psalms, and I'm using the Revised Grail Psalms, which were prepared by the Benedictine monks of Conception Abbey and approved for use by the church. These are the Psalms that we use in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And we just do a reflection on one of the Psalms, or part, if the Psalm is really long, then part of the Psalm during this part of the show. And the awesome thing is we have all of these segments, these reflections on the Psalms, in one place. They're called the Soulful Psalms. If you go to your favorite streaming media, Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast you like, SoundCloud, it's available there. Or if you just go to my website, deaconharold.com, just scroll down, you see a huge banner called Beacon of Truth Soulful Psalms. Just click on that, then all of the Psalm reflections that we've done so far on the show are there. All right? So I just wanted to point that out. Now, today's Psalm, because we're celebrating Easter, we're going to be doing praise Psalms this week. And this Psalm is Psalm 148. So there's two groups of what we call praise Psalms. There's the Hallel Psalms, which are Psalms 113 to 118 and Psalm 135. And there's the Deutero Hallel Psalms, or the second praise Psalms, Psalms 145 to 150. And this psalm is 148, so it falls within that second category of the second praise, or Deutero Hallel Psalms. And so we're just going to pray and reflect. So it starts off, verse 1. Hallelujah! I love that. It starts off, again, hallelujah in Hebrew. Hallelujah means praise God. And it just continues. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, shining stars. Praise him, highest heavens, and the waters above the heavens. Okay? So the first four verses just comes out swinging with praise for God. You know, and this is something that, of course, that's important during Easter, that remember what Jesus did for us. It's a time of incredible joy to know that death does not have the last say. Death does not have the last word. Our faith in Jesus Christ does. And so we come out praising. All creation praises the Lord. The angels, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything that exists praise. And how do they praise the Lord? We say, well, how does a sun praise the Lord? By being what it was created to be. That simple. And that's how we praise God. By being the person who God created and calls each one of us to be. That simple. That's how we honor and praise God. And it continues in verse 5. Let them praise the name of the Lord. He commanded. They were created. He established them forever and ever, gave a law which shall not pass away. So he created everything, and he created them according to the law, the laws of physics, right? The laws of science, the laws of natural, the natural moral law, right? So things are created according to their nature. And see, this is so important, especially for our culture today, where we're trying to take truth and twist it and distort it and pervert it, and trying to make truth into something that it's not, and trying to make God in our own image and likeness. But God gave us a law, the natural moral law, that will not pass away, because God's law is eternal. God's law is forever, right? And Jesus is the fullness of the revelation of that law. So Jesus gives us the divine law. That's part of God's eternal law that has been revealed to us. And the fullness of that revelation is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us, the way, the truth, and the life, who rose from the dead so that we can have life forever. It's his law which shall not pass away. Because we have laws that change all the time in our secular culture. You know, as soon as politicians get sick of one thing, they change the law. You know, or for righteous reasons, laws change. For example, ending slavery and things like that. So sometimes laws are very good. But laws change. They come and go with the change of culture. God's law remains forever, including the natural moral law. Men are males. Women are females. Period. God says in Genesis, they created two genders, male and female. He created them. Not 50 genders or however many people think that we have now. We have two, male and female, period. You know, anything else is the confusion of the culture. The psalm continues, verse 7. Praise the Lord from the earth, sea creatures, and all ocean depths, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy winds that fulfill his command. Now think how easy they have it. They, like the stormy winds, fulfill God's command by being a stormy wind and by not being an earthquake, right? So hail honors God by not being snow. You know, fog honors God by not being fire. You know, they just exist as they are. And the same thing is true for us. We need to exist as we are, the way God created and calls each one of us. The psalm continues in verse 9. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts, both wild and tame, reptiles and birds on the wing. See, no one is excluded from praising God, even though they don't recognize that they're praising God. Just by being what they were created to be and acting in the way that's in accord with their nature, that's how they honor God. And that's how we honor God as well. Beautiful. Now we get, see what's doing here. It's kind of following the order of creation. We go to look at the book of Genesis, and it's kind of following the order of creation in Genesis chapter 1. And so this Hallel Psalm 148 is kind of following that same course, that same order of creation. It's kind of a top down. It starts with heaven and works its way down. And now we get to verse 11, the humanity, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, young men and maidens as well, the old and the young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. See, we want to exalt people in our culture today, rock stars, athletes, politicians. We want to exalt their names. We want to elevate them. We want to hold them up as exemplars of the culture. And really, many of them, quite frankly, are exemplars of moral relativism. They're exemplars of everything that's wrong with our culture today. But God's name alone is exalted. His splendor above heaven and earth. And that's one of the reasons why we honor God, because he is beyond anything we can even grasp or imagine. His love is greater and deeper than anything we can ever experience on this earth.
I don't necessarily know how people's Lenten season went, or maybe this is a new introduction into your faith or your relationship with God, but I love, if this is your first exposure to God's word in a while or ever, is to exalt him, to praise him for what he has done and for what he is going to do, because it starts with the Easter message. While yes, we celebrate the birth of Jesus at Christmas, it's for the purpose of why we have that relationship with him. And the only reason we're able to have that is because of Easter. So as we go through this season, what is it that we've been able to overcome? Well, you've been able to overcome that because of Christ. You've been able to let go of the past because of Christ. So a celebration of that first, so that each thing builds on top of that.
Exactly. Because faith, grace builds on nature.
Right.
Grace heals and elevates and perfects our human nature. You know, when we allow God, we allow room in our hearts for God to come in and work. Absolutely. That we cooperate. Mm-hmm. God allows us to cooperate with that grace and cooperate with what he wants to do in our lives. And that's how our lives have real power. When we're reflecting God's own life in our life.
Amen.
Right? That's where the power comes from. I love that. And so the psalm winds up here in verse 14. He exalts the strength of his people, right? Because why? Our strength doesn't come from me. Any strength that I, like for example, someone said, oh, you should wear a power tie. A power tie? Any power I have doesn't come from a tie. Any power I have comes from Jesus Christ and my intimate, personal, loving, and life-giving relationship with him. That's where our power comes from. Not from any clothes, not from anything in this world or anyone in this world. He exalts the strength of his people because our strength is lifted up by the strength of God. He is the praise of all his faithful, the praise of the children of Israel, of whom we are the successors in the Christian faith, of the people to whom he is close. Hallelujah.
For more on the Soulful Psalms with Deacon Harold Berg Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.